Blog Talk Radio.
Is this Tony?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. You know, Brother Marshall did not.
Sir?
He did not tell me I was supposed to host. I'll moderate for you.
Okay.
I got you now, but I'm sorry. Because I was just talking to him and something, and he said, you got it. I said, got what? And I just ran back into my house.
Okay.
But if you want, if you want to start the show, you can start going right now.
Okay. Can we do it today?
Yeah, okay.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready to go now.
Okay, now, if I'm understanding, I do a presentation and then we talk, or is it just a open discussion?
It can be both, however you want to do it. It's on you.
Okay, I'll do a brief presentation and then we'll have a discussion, if that's okay.
Okay.
What we're talking about is domestic violence and what we can do about it. And from the standpoint of Christianity, I believe we have to emphasize the family structure. And if we live that and promote that and share that, people will see it, and we can help eliminate that issue. When we look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33, the Bible talks about the relationships in the house. But verse 21 actually serves as a hinge to connect what is prior with what follows. So grammatically, the phrase submitting yourselves goes with verses 18 through 20. But the content of verses 22 through 33 depends on the principle of submission in this particular passage. It talks about the relationship of husbands and wives, and then in chapter 6, it talks about relationship between children and parents, as well as the relationship between slaves and masters. So with husbands and wives, it says to submit yourselves. With children, it says to obey your parents, and with slaves, it says to obey your human masters, so to speak. So we have to love our families. The Bible says submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. This is Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. And verse 22 says, wives, submit to your own husband as the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Now as the church submits to Christ, so wives ought to submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. He did this to present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands are to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hates his own flesh, but provides and cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, since we are members of his holy body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I am talking about Christ and the church. To sum up, each one of you is to love his wife as himself, and his wife is to respect her husband. In this world, unfortunately, sometimes people view women as something to be over, almost as a slave, but a man is supposed to love his wife. She's not to be owned. She's not to be used, abused, or disposed of at your pleasure. Now, she is a subordinate in her role because God has a structure order for the home, and whenever you go outside of God's order, you mess up the home. You mess up the church. You mess up the community because the woman is not to be over the man, but the woman is not to be under the man. They are supposed to be submissive to one another in the fear of God. As stated before, verse 21 reads, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So this calls for man to submit himself as well. It summarizes the practical implications of being filled with the Spirit in the preceding verses, and it introduces the next major section of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and it deals with human relationships. Christ submitted himself to the Father or God in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And before Jesus was betrayed, he said in prayer, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's Luke chapter 22 and verse 42. So God has an order of things. God is over the man. The man is over the woman. And both the man and the woman are over the children. That's the man and the woman married over the children. This is just the truth. God, the man, the woman, the man and woman over the children married in a loving and peaceful relationship. But the key to each of these relationships is submission and to be submissive one to another in the fear of God. Verse 22 and following, that verse and the succeeding verses in the passage taken out of context has caused many husbands to repress their wives, and it has caused many wives to be resentful and sometimes rebellious against their husbands, because you can't take verse 22 out of the rest of the verses because verse 22, it won't stand alone. Verse 22 by itself seems arbitrary. It seems unfair because it says wives must submit. And in all reality, in all honesty, some women do have trouble submitting because they may think they're smarter than their husbands. Some may believe that they may make more money than their husbands. They may be more educated than their husbands. They may even feel like they have more common sense than their husbands and feel like, I can't submit to him. But the Bible says you must submit. An example would be if there was an 18-wheeler trying to merge onto a freeway and you have a Volkswagen coming down the expressway. That Volkswagen would have the right-of-way. The 18-wheeler has to yield. It may have more clout than the Volkswagen, but the Volkswagen has the right-of-way. Now, can the 18-wheeler say, because I have more than you have, you stop on the highway and let me on? If there's an accident, it's going to be the 18-wheeler who is at fault, because even though it's got more stuff, it's operating illegally. And submission has nothing to do with how much you bring to the table. It doesn't have anything to do with how much education you have. It doesn't have anything to do with how much clout you have, how much notoriety you have. But it has to do with God's ordained role. So wives must submit. And it may seem arbitrary. It may seem unfair. But if someone is married, someone who they consider a fool, then they pick that person. Out of the crowd of all of the men in the world, the woman picked that certain man, and that's something she has to live with. It's the same way for the men. If she's hysterical or if she's high strung, then he chose that woman out of the many women in this world. So we have to look at where the problem came from. I believe that the problem may or is partially from a curse from the garden, an actual curse from the garden, because God created Adam first. And as being first, Adam was endowed with the headship. He was given authority from God to rule from his head. Now, the man usually thinks, and the woman does think, but she thinks with her feelings. Women like to know how you feel about something, and men tend to want to fix something. So there's a problem with the mix there. They often will clash because the woman wants to talk and the man wants to fix something. If a woman goes shopping, she has no problem taking another woman with her. She has no problem asking, how do I look in this dress? Does this make me look big? But if a guy goes to the store, more than likely he's not going to take another man with him and ask him how a shirt matches a pair of pants or how a tie matches a shirt, because men don't do that. Women tend to wear clothes and they look good in their clothes, and many times men just wear clothes because they have to wear clothes. The woman is she thinks through her feelings, and the Bible says that Satan went to the woman. He's clever. We know that in Genesis, God talked to the man first. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17 lets us know that God commanded Adam not to eat of that tree in the midst of the garden. And then in verse 18 it says, God saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he created woman. So in verses 21 and 22, God creates the woman. So he actually told Adam, you cannot eat of that tree, before the woman even came into existence. And Satan goes to the woman, possibly because he knows how she thinks, and he plants a bug in her ear. Adam heard it directly from God, and Eve did not hear it directly from God. And Satan says, did God say you can't eat from any tree in the garden? And she gives him what God actually told her, and Satan has planted this bug there. Did God say it? And then after she looks at the tree, she sees that the fruit is good for food, which is the lust of the eye. And she saw the tree was to be desired to make one wise, which is the lust of the flesh. And she ate of the tree, which was pride. Perhaps she said, I'm just as much as Adam. But she made that choice to eat the fruit, and she gave the fruit to her husband, and he just ate. Maybe he wanted to impress his wife. I don't know, but he just ate. When she ate, nothing really happened. But when Adam ate, then chaos, it became a part of the world. Chaos ensued. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 tells us that sin entered the world through one man's sin. So the devil did not deceive Adam. And when Adam sinned, chaos ensued. And Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 tells us that God told Adam he hearkened, you know, he was going to have to work in the fields because he hearkened unto his wife's voice. He obeyed the wife. Instead of being the leader, he was actually the follower in that case. So it's part of the curse. And sometimes when women don't listen to men who don't know how to conduct themselves, who don't know how to lead, become abusive. And God didn't tell the woman to run ahead of the man, and that's just not the way that God wants it to be. Leadership is male because it's in God's order. You can't be so busy working that you neglect your family. The family has to be a priority, because your family determines whether you can actually be a leader in the church. You have to be a family man. Now again, wives must lovingly submit, because the scripture says, to your own husband. That means she must be submissive to her own man. And women do love the Lord. We have more women in our churches than we do men. And women respond best to a man who loves them. He has to love her so much that he's willing to be like Jesus and lay down his life for her, because she's not property. So he has to love her. You can't make anybody love you. And sometimes we read about stories where men have become jealous and gone in a rage and hurt these women. And sometimes these characteristics take place in the church, and it's an issue, this domestic violence, something that we don't address much in the church. But a woman is most feminine when she is with a man who's most masculine. Women and men are different genetically. The man has a thicker skull. He has bigger hands. He has a larger chest because his lungs are bigger. He's supposed to be the protector. And if a man decides not to be the protector but starts hitting, pushing, punching, and all those kinds of things, then we need to call it what it is. That's abuse. It's sin, and he does deserve to go to jail. And the man just, again, he has to love his wife. And we'll end with a story. There was a husband and a wife one day, and they were fussing. They were really going at it. So the wife suggested they write down their complaints on a piece of paper and then show the other persons exactly how they felt, or the other person. She thought it might cut down on the bickering. The husband agreed and got the paper. She got out the pencils. They both started writing. They both wrote furiously on the paper for a while. The husband would pause. He'd look at his wife and write some more. The wife would pause, look up at her husband, and she'd write some more. The husband would pause again, look at his wife with an even angrier look on his face, and he'd write some more. The wife did the same and then put her pencil down. But he just kept on writing. He kept looking at her, and he'd be more and more furious, and he continued to write. He kept writing. He wrote some more. And then he wrote even more, and the wife was getting furious because she covered one side of the page, and her husband was finishing the back side of his paper. He kept looking at her and coming up with more and more to write. And every time he looked up, something new would come up, and he'd write some more. And the wife was in pain. She was in agony, and she clenched her fists, and tears of anger welled up in her eyes. Finally, her husband said that he was finished. They exchanged sheets of paper and looked at each other's sheet. As soon as she gave him her sheet and looked at his, she felt terrible because she wanted to take her sheet back. When she looked at her husband's sheet of paper, in spite of his anger and in spite of his pain, he'd written on every line, "I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm ticked off, but I love you. I'm angry, but I love you. I don't want to be right here right now, but I love you." And when she saw that much love, it covered the multitude of the sins that had brought up the argument in the first place. So men have to lead in that way. They have to love their wives and be good leaders in the family. And we as a church have the truth, and we need to promote that, and that will help us in domestic violence. And that's the presentation, and we're ready for a discussion.
Okay. Right now, if there's anybody that has any comments or questions, while you heard some of the topic as he was discussing it, just dial the number 1 on your phone, and we would love to hear your comments or questions. There's really no right or wrong answer other than allowing us to discuss this in an open forum to where we can learn more about the things that we should be doing to which we don't allow domestic violence to happen in our household. Brother Tony, I just listened to it. I really appreciate what you brought to the forefront, and going through the Bible and using the verses that you used. The night, and I believe it was Wednesday night. I might have heard it from somewhere else as well. They brought to the attention that when it comes to man and woman, when God created Adam and Eve, He took the rib out. And when He took the rib out, He had it to where, you know, if you look at it, side by side. So, we was discussing it, and we kind of looked at it as God meant for man and woman to be side by side. Yes, the man is the leader, but side by side leading. But some men, in all the world, you should say, looks at it as the man is supposed to be in front while the woman's behind, and in some ways you look at it as, well, you know, you beneath me, or you are not, you know, in that aspect, you know, they're not using it as a marriage being bonded as one. They're using it as man is leading and the woman takes a step back. So I would look at it that way, but we kind of, you know, as we looked at it, we was like, that's, you know, the way, you know, God had looked at it, and you know, in our eyesight, we took it as maybe that's the way God looked at it, because of the fact that sometimes I think when it comes to domestic violence, sometimes the man feels like he needs to rule with an iron fist, or he needs to do certain things to get control of his family, or the woman to put her in submissive type of position or whatever. And I just want to know, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with that. I think when we look at verse 21 of Ephesians 5, it says, you know, submitting yourselves, and you can't submit. If a man has to submit, you know, a master doesn't submit to the slave, and he's supposed to be like Christ is to the church. He's supposed to follow the example of Christ. So I do think that they are equal, but God has set an order. He set a hierarchy in order, and because the man loves the woman, he's willing to die for her, and he's willing to provide. And because she loves the man, and ultimately because she loves God, she submits. And together, they handle the children. But I've never thought of it that way. He took the rib out, and she's supposed to be by side. But I do agree with what you said there.
Yeah, and. I guess my other question, while we're waiting, because no calls are dial number one. If you have a question or a comment, just dial number one on your phone, and we'd be glad to allow you to have the floor, and you can make your comment or your statement or question if you have anything as we discuss about domestic violence. I guess my question would be is, I know it's very popular in the household that the man is the actual abuser, but how would you look at it as, when you was looking at this, if you did or not, as the woman being the abuser herself?
Well, she's got to fall in line with God's order of things too. She can't be cantankerous and always downing the man, because we do have some women who are mean in the church as well. But it goes to that submission. They're supposed to submit to one another. So you're right, it can take place on the woman's side. Sometimes the woman, as was stated previously, has a little more behind her belt as far as the world standards are, and she believes that I can't follow him because of that. But we have to follow what the Bible says.
Okay. And I'm still with, we're looking at this, and I can't believe that nobody don't have a question, because this is a nice topic that I guess we can always have a big round discussion about, because of the fact that that is a one of that's from what I hear from different women throughout the body, that is sometimes the kind of, I won't say hot topic, but a good topic because of the fact that what some of the women have gone through. And when it comes to when they say, well, as far as being, you know, going through a divorce, do I divorce my husband or do I stay with him? And I know at our congregation, you know, we don't, you know, put out there that, okay, you're in an abusive relationship, stay there. You know, we say, you know, we kind of promote that you need to leave. You need to leave that situation altogether because there's no such thing as, you know, trying to work something out and still get beat on and treated and, you know, if it's not physical, but verbally abused as well. So I appreciate the topic. I guess I just got a lot of questions with this because it's very interesting how I hear different things, and I just want to hear your take on it as far as how sometimes, I guess, some people in the body, when they look at that word submissive, they sometimes get that word or that the meaning of that word so truly, I guess, backwards. And I like how you brought out how you said that, you know, love your wife as God, as Christ loves the church. So, I mean, being submissive, and from what, if I remember some of the teachings that we had this last couple of weeks or so that I remember on how somebody brought out, is that there, if you look at it, and you can mock me, you can quote me if I'm, you know, tell me if I'm right or wrong, if I'm quoting wrong, he kind of presented that we both are supposed to be submissive to each other within that, previous verses in that we're supposed to both be submissive to each other. So it's not, you know, just the woman being submissive, it's the man as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Submission, you know, it's a person yielding his or her own rights and losing themselves for another. So they're doing things, their actions are for the betterment of the relationship, for the betterment of the family rather than for themselves. And you're right. Both have to submit to do what God wants us to do to have that proper relationship.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to put out or anything else that you want to discuss?
No, sir. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this presentation, a part of this discussion, and I'm happy as I can be about that.
I'm happy to have you, and I know Brother Marshall's happy to have you, and I do apologize for the mix up for this evening, but the stuff that you put out, I pray that everyone is able to hear it, and then if anything, share it with your family and friends, to which they can always go back to the archives and listen to what Brother Ivy was putting out. And I think it would also benefit your family and your kids, because I think having something like this, to which you minus out the abuse in the household, will also help the kids to understand what marriage is about. Because when you have abuse in the home, it may be the son or maybe the daughter, they see things and get the wrong idea of what marriage is about, and that can also cause effect in their relationships as they get older and eventually get married.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's an excellent point.
Well, if you don't have anything else, I call out to the callers one more time. If anybody has a comment or question, just dial the number one on your phone, and we would love to hear you guys talk, because between me and him, we talked enough. So if anybody has any questions or comments, just please dial the number one. Well, Belivy, I guess we do not have any more questions or comments. Since you don't have anything else, I just want to close in prayer real quick, and then we can just go on. Father God, gracious Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for Brother Ivy to bring in this lesson to our forefront and to those that was able to listen and to share it with others. We pray that you continue to bless him with the things of his heart and that he can continue to bring lessons and topics like this to those that need to hear it, as you command him to do, their Father. And pray that we continue to bring him back on each and every Friday night or whatever Friday that he can be able to be on. We come to you with this prayer in your son's holy divine name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, take care, brother.
Okay, you guys have a good evening and enjoy yourselves.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.